31 workers at the Moab uranium tailings cleanup lost their jobs on Tuesday. KUER's Judy Faze reports on efforts to avoid a slowdown at the site outside the entrance to Arches National Park.
A few months ago, the billion-dollar cleanup at the old Atlas uranium mill site marked the halfway point. But this week, a possible slowdown became a certainty. The U.S. Department of Energy wants to shift resources towards refurbishing the containers that have already hauled 8 million tons of uranium waste from the Colorado River's edge, and they want to build more capacity at the Crescent Junction disposal site 30 miles away. Plus, DOE budget adjustments mean less cleanup money. Mary McGann is a Grand County councilwoman.
We're pretty frustrated and upset because a small town like Moab, 30 jobs is huge.
The council's asked state and Washington lawmakers for help. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has asked Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz to reconsider the cuts. But appeals like these have failed to avert layoffs for 31 of the 112 cleanup workers, and weekly disposal shipments to Crescent Junction have been reduced from 4 to 2. Kay McKiff is a Republican state lawmaker representing central Utah. He wants to make sure that the cleanup doesn't drag on.
If it's a good idea to move all that stuff, which I'm satisfied it is, then the sooner we move it, the better off the world will be.
Both McKiff and McGann hope the Energy Department will agree that protecting the Colorado River from the tailings should be a priority. They're hoping the slowdown won't mean that the cleanup takes decades longer to complete. Meanwhile, the Energy Department announced last week that it's awarded a $154 million contract to Idaho-based Portage Inc. to continue the cleanup. And in an update to the story on April 28th, Congressman Chaffetz has sent a follow-up letter to the Energy Department asking for reconsideration of a 10% reduction that's been proposed for the Moab project in President Obama's budget for next year. Judy Faze, KUER News.